Episode 3228, The Power of Patterns.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing? I mean, seriously, because did you make it through Thanksgiving? Did you have the turkey coma that you thought you might have again while watching football and you missed your favorite game? Well, take a deep breath. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new day, and you get to celebrate it your way. And first off, we're going to dive into the power of patterns. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I don't know about you, but I really feel like today I need another holiday just to get over last week's holiday. Yes, I know it is crazy, and maybe you're playing catch up, and who knows when you'll listen to this, but I want you to know that I've been thinking about you, and I am so ever so grateful for the time you spend here and you really working on who you are becoming. That is so important. And part of working on that means that we have to realize things that we don't always see. And it's patterns. Patterns are great for decorating and organizing, right? You've got the holidays, the Christmas coming up around the corner. We're coming off of Thanksgiving, and maybe you finally have the lights and you're sitting there going, yeah, I do this particular thing on my Christmas tree. But what about how it applies to your mindset and leadership? When you understand the power of patterns, your life will be transformed. You know, because as you know, patterns go far beyond aesthetics, permeating every aspect of our lives. From our daily routines to our thoughts and behaviors, patterns shape who we are and how we lead. Think about how you started this morning. Think about how you went about cooking for Thanksgiving, whether it was the entire meal or just a side or two. You had a pattern, a rhythm that helped you remember what you needed to do and how you proceeded in the moment. It's a pattern. Now, patterns can also be if somebody says something to you, all of a sudden it triggers you, good or bad, and you fall into something. It may be a four-letter word that I can't repeat, right? If you're driving in traffic, somebody cuts you off and you're like, beep. And you're like, oh, did I really say that? And yeah, you don't even think about it because it just comes out of your mouth. Maybe you're one who you're in your office with your colleagues and there's some stress happening. What do you think happens then? Well, you go into this spiral of this is what I know in this situation, and you respond accordingly. Or sometimes we react. And so it's very important to understand patterns and the power it has in your everyday. And when you unlock those power patterns, you unlock the key to personal transformation and effective leadership. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Unlock the power of patterns by seeing what you didn't know before. Now I know you're probably also thinking, well, Christiane, I really don't have time for this. Yeah, I know. How much time are you really paying attention to your patterns, whether they're good or bad? Most of the time we're not. We let our habits dictate our responses, whether it's a reaction, whether it's not a reaction, just totally ignoring, you know, what's happening around you, or maybe it's like a little bit hostile and, you know, you get a little hot under the collar. But whatever the pattern is, you need to pay attention to it. And most of the time we just go through the motions because it's faster and quicker. It's easier. We already know it because we don't have to think about it. We don't have to overthink, which can lead to overwhelm. And when we think that we have to think too much of thinking about what we need to do, then all of a sudden we have this weight on our shoulders and we're no longer 5'3" or 6'3", whatever your height is, standing very tall. Now all of a sudden you've lost about 6 to 8 inches and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to move forward in your day. And pretty soon, what seemed like a simplistic task in front of you now becomes a burden. And it's a barrier that you can't overcome. And then what happens is, well, your emotions take over. And then you're feeling bad for yourself. And once when the emotions take over, then your feelings set in. And that's what you remember. And then you're like, oh, throw my hands in the air. I don't really care. I'm just going to sit down and not do anything today. And then you become depressed. You find yourself moping around the house. Oh, woe's me. You start playing the WIIFM, great radio station. No, not so much. What's in it for me? Where does that get you? Not transformation. Where does that set you in your mind? Well, a little bit confused, a little bit behind. You've got to unlock the power of patterns and see what you didn't know before. Because when you see your patterns, you know more. What does it look like in real life? Number one, you have to have mindful observation. The first step to understanding and recognizing patterns in your life is through mindful observation. That is being so intentional, so hyper aware, so hyper alert as to what's going on. You recognize it before anybody else does. Now, it takes a while to get there. So if you're one that says, I don't really understand these power of, patterns that you're talking about here, Christiane, but I'm willing to try. That's great. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So you've got to take that one step and start paying attention. So take a step back and become aware of your thought patterns, your emotions, and your actions. Start with something familiar. Now, this is going to sound strange, but just go with it for a moment. When you're getting ready in the morning and you're calling out to your children, hey guys, are you ready? Are you dressed? And you hear nothing. It's just dead silence. You know what that means. What they're supposed to be doing, they're not doing. That doesn't mean necessarily they're getting into trouble, but what you know that you've asked them to do for the last 150,000 days of their life, right? They're not doing. And so all of a sudden, what happens? You get a little bit hot under the collar and you're like, hello, Sue and John, are you ready for the day? And your voice starts to peak a little bit. And the next thing you know, you don't hear anything. You're like, okay, surely they're getting ready. You try to convince yourself to calm yourself because you're still getting ready. You already hit the snooze button 3 times. You're not setting your Monday off for a great start. All of a sudden now, it's not just a yelling, it is a scream. And I'm not going to scream in your ear this morning because it's going to be too loud. So then you're screaming. You have this own built-in intercom system and you're yelling across the household. Sue, John, are you ready? I've been calling for you. No answer. Okay, now what? You begin to feel your heart pound harder. All of a sudden, you're feeling like hot under the collar, like literally, and your face is beginning to turn red. The next thing you know, all of a sudden, you're moving like forward out of your room, out of the bathroom, into their room, going on a search in the house, wondering what in the world are they doing that they don't have time enough and respect enough to answer you when you call out to them. And so now you're not only hot under the collar, but you're a little bit mad and your footsteps say it all. And so you're pounding with quite vigor. Boom, boom. It's like the green giant coming in. Yes, imagine that. So your emotions begin to take over. Then you see them. Hey, Mom, good morning. And you're like, oh, and you just lash out. Now, if you haven't had that morning recently, I know you have had a morning like that. It may not look the same as I painted the picture, but you see, there are triggers in our life, stuff that sets us off, stuff that puts us in a position where our habits take over. And it's usually our bad habits. Why? Well, because they're easy and we've practiced them for years. And so they just creep back in. But these triggers help to set us off. You've got to understand those thought patterns, those emotions in these situations. Are there specific triggers that consistently lead to certain outcomes for you? And when you observe yourself without judgment, you can identify recurring patterns that either serve you or hold you back. But my friend, you have to have that mindful observation. You have to look. without judgment and say, wow, I'm a little bit out of control here. And if you know you're out of control there, great. Then you can do number two, reflect and analyze. Once you become aware of patterns, it's crucial to reflect and analyze them. Look for common themes and connections between different areas of your life. In the morning, you're naturally stressed, especially if you've pressed that snooze button three times or four or five. And that sets you on a different tangent. But what would happen if you got up when your alarm clock went off? Now, if you're one who really gets up every morning at 6:30, but you set your clock or your alarm clock at 6, then what if you try setting your alarm clock at 6:30 when you actually get up? Then you don't feel like you're running behind. You're actually on time. And maybe things will run smoother. Or let's say you really need to get up at 6 o'clock, but you really like that 3 snooze button hits because, well, that's just how you roll. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Remember, no judgment. You're looking at how you need to run your life in the moment that you're in, within the season that you're living, okay? Follow me here. I know there's a lot here, and I could spend months on this. In fact, we're looking at doing actually a book on this, and I've had people ask me about it, and it is so important because when you understand the power of patterns, your life will be changed. I promise you. And you can see it in every part of your life, in your professional life, your personal life, how you raise your kids, how you actually discipline your kids, how you train them up, how you understand their patterns and what's going on with their personality. You don't need to go and take personality tests to understand your child. Oh, yes, I just said that. Mindful observation, reflect and analyze. You've got to understand these common themes, these common threads that connect you from one point A to one point B. And what does it look like all in between? Are there reoccurring issues or challenges that surface in relationships, in your work, in your personal growth? And when you examine these patterns, you gain insights into your strengths, weaknesses, and areas where change is needed. So let's go back to that alarm clock. If you need that 30 minutes before you really need to get up and 6 o'clock is really the time, then why not move your alarm clock time to 5:30? Then you've got the best of both worlds. You know that you're going to hit that snooze button at least 3 times. And when you really want to get up then, it's going to strike at 6 o'clock. You're going to feel good and you won't be behind. Whoa, problem solved. Amazing. Now, the key is you got to implement it. And that takes time. So be patient with yourself. Mindful observation, reflect and analyze. And finally, number 3, seek patterns in others. Understanding and recognizing patterns in your own life is powerful, but it doesn't stop there. Expand your awareness of the patterns in others. This helps you become a better mom, a better dad, a better leader in the office, a better leader in your business, a better leader in your church and community. You've got to look at patterns. By observing patterns and understanding them in your team members, your colleagues, or loved ones, you can better relate to them and provide support and tap into collective strengths. Relying on, well, not just everybody has to do this, but wait, I've noticed he does this. What if I used him here? And then over here, well, she does this very well. Then you meld it all together and ba-boom, there you got it. This here allows you to combine empathy and understanding, and it truly enhances your leadership and it fosters stronger relationships. My friend, patterns are the breadcrumbs guiding us towards self-discovery and growth. Think about that. But the thing is, you got to think about it, and most of us don't. We're just going about every day. We're relying on old habits, and old habits, well, they're not real good, hence they're old. Sometimes we need to make those changes. And with any change comes work. But with work comes transformation. And that's where you want to be. By understanding and recognizing your patterns within yourself and others, you embark on a beautiful journey of self-awareness, personal growth, and effective leadership. Huh? It's a win-win for everybody. So embrace the power of patterns and let them transform your life. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.